It's the one and two.
Assembled under the title Antinomies of Postmodern Reason. So that was the way.
Interesting.
The leading title.
So you mentioned that you've been engaging with Žižek and you've known him since the late 80s, early 90s. Just out of curiosity, like, what is it like to have seen through that time the kind of rise of Žižek's notoriety or his influence in the philosophical and general, like, cultural world?
Or maybe lack of influence.
Yeah.
Well, to us, it was perfectly understandable that a philosophy that is, on the one hand, so deep and so clear, and from which you can really learn the most interesting things about all kinds of classical philosophy, but also about Lacan, that this is really worth listening to. And at the same time, Žižek's wit and the charming way how he presents this line of thought, that would certainly open him up the biggest audiences. We were convinced of this from the first lectures that we heard by Žižek in the late 80s. And I'm very happy that he had this international success and that he really managed to gain so many followers from a scene which is not by necessity leftist.
And then to speak kind of moving the other way then, I believe, Michael, I don't have the exact wording, but Michael was shared a quote with me from the back of one of your books that Žižek wrote, where he said something to the effect that you had created a concept, which was a very rare occurrence in philosophy, something that only happens every so often. And something that was also striking to me when I was reading your interpassivity book was at one point used the language of discovering the concept of interpassivity, which reminded me of the same language that Freud had used of discovering a new concept. So how do you see your discovery of the concept of interpassivity? It's clearly kind of been the terrain of your work subsequently. So if you can comment on that.
As you may know, I work at the University for Art and Industrial Design in Linz, Upper Austria. I started working there in the early 90s. And Linz was one of the key strongholds of electronic media art in not only in Austria, but in whole Europe. There's the P2 Institute in Rotterdam, V2, and the Ars Electronica in Linz. These were the pioneers of this art. The institute in Austria was founded by the artist Peter Weibel, a very important figure in the Austrian after-war avant-garde, who unfortunately passed away a few days ago. And so this was very influential also on my students at the Art University. And the funny thing at that time was that electronic media art brought about a whole ideology of interactivity. And so the students, even if they made good works, were somehow irritated by this discourse, were always asking themselves, for example, they had made a space installation, and then they came and shyly asked, "What do you think, Robert? Should I maybe make it more interactive?" So interactivity was a kind of necessity or obligation at the time. Like, you had to relate to that discourse. And coming from Althusser, I was quite aware that not only in science, but also in art, there exist specific fashionable ideologies. So, like, what scientists explain to themselves, what is good about their method, is often a quite naive narrative, which is inferior to the actual philosophy that they practice in their scientific work. This is the discovery made actually by Althusser's teacher, Gaston Bachelard, and speaks about the philosophy of the scientist. The philosophy of the scientist is often not on the level of the actual practiced philosophy that the scientists use in their science. But what they declare to be their philosophy is a kind of naive, infantile picture of what they actually do. And the same can happen to artists. Althusser called this problem philosophy and the spontaneous philosophy of the scientists. And there's an equivalent in the art world. There's also a spontaneous philosophy of the artist, which is actually not accounting for what is good in the artwork. Now, of course, if you are Nietzscheans, you could say, well, maybe this is the necessity of illusions that you have to make yourself about your work, and maybe it's healthy.
And so on.